For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry. Almost by accident, a Warren County farmer finds himself at the forefront of a new kind of farming in Kentucky. Joe Corcoran reports the success of sustainable agriculture is turning a lot of heads and causing farmers to rethink the way they make a living.
When you pull into Joel Daniels' Warren County farm, you expect to see the barns, chickens, cows, and pigs that he has. What you don't expect to see are four long, plastic-covered, 10-foot-high tubes stretching across the front of his yard. He calls them high tunnels or hoop houses, and they've let him make a living farming full-time by growing fruits and vegetables year-round.
Matter of fact, I'll have to leave it up anyway, and I may have to vent it just a little bit more, depending on how bright that sun gets today.
Almost no matter how cold it gets outside, the sides of the plastic greenhouses keep the temperature inside 20 to 25 degrees warmer in the winter.
When you walk out into these hoop houses in the dead of winter and the sun's shining there, it is just like spring in there. You know, it's nice and warm and just feels good. It smells good, too.
That's because he has crops growing in them 12 months a year, keeping him a step or two ahead of other farms and getting his long list of goods to his customers.
This spinach bed right here has been in production since I planted this spinach bed in the 1st of September, and we've been harvesting off this spinach bed all winter long, every week. We've probably been picking somewhere around 18 to 20 pounds every week since September. And you can see here we have head lettuce, we've got some romaine, some Grand Rapids, some red oak leaves up there. We got some green oak leaves up on the other end. I did have some pak choi right here. I harvested it all last week. I've got some kohlrabi right there, the little green stuff. I've got some Swiss chard, some red Russian kale on the far end, and some green curly kale on this end. We'll take these lettuce plants out and plant tomatoes and squash, and maybe some green beans, some peppers, and some eggplant, so that I can get a jump on the market.
O'Daniel says he cut his teeth on his first hoop house years ago. He now has three, 20 feet wide and 96 feet long for his vegetables. He also has a fourth high tunnel, longer than the rest, just for growing strawberries, a crop he gets in as much as a month earlier than do other growers. And while the other three are permanent, he moves this long one around every year to get it away from possible diseases in the soil and any insect pressures. And that's the other thing that makes the O'Daniel farm so unique and successful. It's organic.
I'm trying to be, you know, all natural and not use any herbicides or pesticides. And I also use a composted chicken manure product. I don't use synthetic fertilizers. You know, weeds, we don't use any herbicides whatsoever. We do use some plastic mulch on the outside of the hoop house. I do use trickle drip irrigation, you know, in the hoop houses because obviously it doesn't rain in there, so I have to water. And there are some very naturally occurring bug killers, but they're actually naturally occurring in nature.
He says he buys a gallon of ladybugs, about 90,000 of them, for $90, and they last him almost all year. And like a lot of farmers, Joel Daniel grew up with a farming family. He says his father put him in charge of the family garden when he was a boy, and he realized he liked watching things grow and was good at it. He wanted to continue seeing things grow, but again, like a lot of farmers, he couldn't make a go of it full-time, growing tobacco, corn, and soybeans and raising cattle, until he started doing some reading and research on his own on organic farming. It was so new, he didn't get any help at all from the county or the state. In fact, it was the other way around. The UK Extension Office started contacting him for information, and Western Kentucky University started bringing some classes out to his farm. Carol Schreiber with the Warren County Cooperative Extension Office says it was the best way to do it.
Joe's been one of our best producers for some years now. The University of Kentucky has just, in the past couple of years, started to focus on sustainable agriculture, working more with organics. But before that, we did rely on our producers who were actively growing organically to get our information from the front lines.
Those front lines for Joe O'Daniel include raising cattle, hogs, and free-range chickens, both for their eggs and meat. He uses his email list of customers to tell them what he's offering every week and the prices so he can pick to order and nothing goes to waste. Then his marketing and delivery plan takes over. An unusual one for most businesses, but the laid-back country feel of O'Daniel Farms works just fine for him.
Customers will come out to my farm on Friday to pick up, or they have the option of having delivery on Saturday morning. We charge $3.50 for that. And you can't hardly drive anywhere anymore for $3.50. So we got coolers, and we deliver eggs and frozen meat and fresh vegetables to these people's houses. A lot of times they don't even have to answer the door. They leave a cooler with a check in it, and we drop it in the cooler, and we're on our way. We knock on the door, and they hand us a check. We use a minivan that we raised our children in, so take the seats out, and we have room for the coolers and all that.
It's not as Mayberry as it may sound. O'Daniel's developed his extensive email list of customers over 8 years of farmers markets and nearly 20 years of asparagus farming, something that's allowed him to make a living farming full-time. Again, Carol Schreiber with the Cooperative Extension Office.
Joe's one of our model marketing farmers. He has the majority of his stuff sold before he ever walks into the market or even puts it in the ground. He knows he's going to be able to sell it, which is great. A lot of folks don't think about the marketing plan for their produce. They like to grow. They like to be outside. They like to be in the dirt. But they may not always think of it as a business. So Joe has done really well in that aspect of making sure that it's not only a lifestyle, but it's also a business.
What it boils down to, Schreiber says, is farmers like Joe O'Daniel and others like him being good stewards of the land for future generations. But for now, O'Daniel, with help from his wife and one of their four daughters every now and then, will continue his 12-hour days, 7 days a week, doing what he loves and waiting for others to join him.
It's really worked well for me. I think there is a lot of room for other farmers to do this very same business plan. And, of course, it's going to take, you have to build up a customer base. And I've been fortunate because I also had a 3-acre asparagus crop since the early 90s that I already had those customers cultivated. So when I moved into these high tunnels, I already had a pretty good customer base. You know, I'm making a sustainable living doing what I'm doing right now. So, I'm really thankful that I've come upon this, I guess you'd say, business plan that makes it work, so. It's full-time. I put a lot of, probably 12-hour days, if not longer, occasionally, In the winter months, it slows down, but it's still not without working. I have to get things prepared for the spring and the summer when it really gets busy. But I'm also growing vegetables in the winter months, all through the winter months in these high tunnels. Kentucky hasn't caught on as much as other states, but I'm not the first to do this.
Warren County farmer Joe O'Daniel. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran.